Track 2. Our readers, Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey, have been busy recording at home and have lots to tell you about. Along with our regular features and contributors, this is a rather green edition. We hear from Jake Fiennes on the future of the wonderful Holcombe Estate, a King's Lynn Formula One racing star, 95 years of fighting for our wildlife, beef cattle on the Worcester Estate, and an artist with an enduring love of our coast. First, though, here is BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt, who's also back with us and looks back on her mother's life.
For a year now, I've been reading out the numbers of people who've died from COVID every day in our region. I've always found it by far the hardest part of Look East and have to steel myself to do it. It's been so important to me that these are not just thought of as numbers, but as people with grieving friends and families. And then on February the 1st, it became personal when my mother became one of the numbers. She died in her care home after COVID swept through, taking 19 elderly souls with it. She had been vaccinated just days before she tested positive. People who followed this column over the years will know how very close I was to my mother, how difficult it was for me to come to terms with the fact she had to be in a care home, how awful it has been not to be able to hug her for the past year. Even then, it had never occurred to me that when she was dying, I wouldn't be able to be with her. But this is not going to be about that deep sense of loss we feel when a parent dies. It's about how lucky I was to have my mother in the first place. In the days after her death, my father received more than 200 letters and cards about her. The same words kept being used: caring, gentle, beautiful, elegant, fun, bright, optimistic. One old friend even described her as the closest thing to an angel on earth, which sounds over the top, but she was a truly special woman. Sheila Mary Fowler-Watt, née Bainon, was the only person I think I've ever come across who never complained. She lived her life with grace and dignity, whatever came her way. She was devoted to her family and entirely selfless. Everything she did was for others. She volunteered throughout her adult life as well as working full-time. In her entire career, she only had one day off work for sickness. Despite being a genuine beauty, she had absolutely no vanity and coped fearlessly with having two major operations and skin grafts on her face due to melanoma. She had an inner strength that was so apparent as she lay dying. She lasted longer than anyone expected, unable to eat or drink for 9 days, but without a murmur of discomfort. Despite not being able to be with her, we FaceTimed and had family Zooms. We sang to her and reminisced, even though she couldn't respond. The night before she died, the carers left the iPad propped up on her bed so I could sit with her as if I were in the room. I watched this beloved woman breathing shallow breaths and kept reassuring her I was there, while in my mind I prepared myself to lose her. Dementia is a slow bereavement, and she'd been gradually declining for a few years, but thankfully she still very much knew who we were. She was loved beyond measure, and we were so very proud of the person she was. I chose the Maya Angelou poem When Great Trees Fall to read at her funeral because it sums up my mother perfectly. Here's an extract, but do look up the whole poem if you can. My mother was our beautiful great tree, and her felling has shaken our world. But more than anything, we're feeling immensely fortunate she was ours. When great souls die, the air around us becomes light, rare, sterile. We breathe briefly. Our eyes briefly see with a hurtful clarity. Our memory, suddenly sharpened, examines, gnaws on kind words unsaid, promised walks never taken. Great souls die, and our reality, bound to them, takes leave of us. Our souls, dependent upon their nurture, now shrink, wizened. Our minds, formed and informed by their radiance, fall away. We are not so much maddened as reduced to the unutterable ignorance of dark, cold caves. And when great souls die, after a period, peace blooms, slowly and always irregularly. Spaces fill with a kind of soothing electric vibration. Our senses, restored, never to be the same, whisper to us. They existed. They existed. We can be, and be better, for they existed.
Thank you, Susie. That was lovely.